welcome to another episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. And folks, we're going to start off this episode a little spicy. That's right, you heard me. I'm going to say a four-letter word. Watch me. ASIC. There, I said it. Try not to cower in fear. I know we've all had a little PTSD every now and then, am I right? Oh, you'll need a custom chip for your design? Ha, you'll also need a custom box to carry all your stuff out the door. Thank you very much. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that ASIC doesn't have to be a four-letter word anymore. Well, at least not if Triad Semiconductor has anything to say about it. Reed Wender, one of the coolest cats in all of EE, is here to chat with me about how Triad is going to get that gigantic ASIC NRE cost. You know that one. It darkens your custom chip doorway, haunts your EE dreams, steals your daughter boards. Sorry, got a little ahead of myself on that one. Reed and I are chatting about getting your ASIC design cost down to a reasonable, career-preserving kind of figure. Yes, folks, we're here to talk about a major crime. It's absolutely criminal that it costs over $1 million to design a custom mixed-signal IC. Reed, Triad Semiconductor is trying to help this. Am I right?
Absolutely, Amelia. Yep. Thanks for visiting here at Design West. It's good to talk with you again. And we do think it's criminal that you have to spend $1 million or more to make a mixed signal chip, and we think there's a better way.
So, Reed, I read in a press release recently that you guys are taking ASIC design down by 75%. What's up with that, Reed?
Well, we make via configurable arrays, which we call via ASICs, and so people who use our technology don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on mass sets. Development costs go way down. And so people who are looking to do a mixed signal ASIC, where they've normally said, it's $1 million or more, we'll do that for $250,000 or less. Pretty impressive.
But, Reed, I don't think I have $250K in the couch cushions. Maybe, but I'd have to look. You've got to make it better than that, right?
Well, we do take credit cards, Amelia. So some of those Amex cards have pretty high limits, or PayPal. But just in case you don't have that much around, we recognize that there's a lot of people who would like a mixed signal IC, that type of integration, but they don't have $250,000. Maybe they're a medical customer or an industrial customer or even in the defense market, and they've got pretty low volumes, but they need ASIC integration for size, weight, and power reduction. Well, we're going to allow those customers to reduce the development costs of mixed signal ASICs by 99%.
99%. Really, that is impressive.
I'll do math in public, but that's sort of going from $1 million to being able to get prototypes for $10,000. The way we're going to let people reduce their cost by 99% is we've got a deal for them. They just have to wash dishes. Just like the FPGA guys in the digital market, they said, you can get an FPGA for zero NRE. The only catch was you, the engineer, need to do all the work. But it's really a pretty good deal for most people. You get low-cost design tools, and it enables you to do the design work on your desk or your bench, and then have parts prototyped, spin them as needed before you go to production. So we've got that kind of a model. Now, we're not a field programmable device on purpose, because we think field programmable is not quite good enough for analog. But we're a one-mass configurable solution, and we give you tools called Via Designer. With that software, you can do all the front-end design and simulation of your mixed signal circuit, and when you're ready to tape it out, send the results to us, tape out prototypes, and get them back in weeks, not months, for under $10,000.
Wow. All right. I'm set. I think I'll get my credit card. It's in my bag. Hold on a second. So, Reed, what other cool stuff can we do at viadesigner.com?
Well, just launched viadesigner.com. We don't have the millions and millions of users yet, but we've been pretty excited that we've got a little over 700 designers registered using the viadesigner.com community. On viadesigner.com, you can download PC software to do mixed signal design on your desktop, and then you can upload designs to viadesigner.com. You can browse designs that others have submitted. You can download reference designs, ask questions, post IP, form teams for doing mixed signal designs. Later in the year, you'll be able to compete in mixed signal circuit design contests for prize, fortune, fame, and badges. And then early in 2014, the viadesigner.com community will be taping out community-driven circuits that we'll get our own chips back from viadesigner.com for the community.
That is really cool. I'm really interested in those contests. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Reed. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Same, Amelia. Good to talk with you.
I can hear all of you out there, ladies and gentlemen. That was great, Amelia. But what about more information? Wait a second. I do have something. It's here somewhere. Where did I put it? Oh, right. It's a chalk talk about this very topic. Reed and I get into even more juicy details in the first installment of the Triad Semiconductor-sponsored series of chalk talks. Check it out. And there will be two even cooler episodes coming very soon. You can watch Reed and I wax even more poetic about ASIC design costs by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. How about a little news you may have missed? I know, it's been a while. How are you, NYMHM? Wait, did I get that right? Well, unless you are around during World War II, this news may have skipped you entirely. Or maybe, more recently, if you saw it in our Fresh Bites column on EE Journal. Seriously, you should become a fan of Fresh Bites on Facebook. It will liven your day. Not that you check Facebook at work or anything. I mean, that would never happen, right? Well, this story is a bit too good or too funny to be true. Before drones were widespread, DSP was commonplace, and cockroaches had tiny IC-enhanced backpacks strapped to them, there were the bats. Napalm-strapped bats. Yes, really. It was recently released in a book called Napalm, an American Biography, that the United States spent a great deal during World War II, $2 million to be exact, to foster the development of a secret legion of napalm-enhanced bats. Yes, I think this is quite kooky too. But even the esteemed President of the United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt, signed off on this project. Makes your last rather crazy engineering idea seem a little less silly now, doesn't it? But wait, there's more. Well, as you can probably imagine, this plan didn't exactly go as planned. These kamikaze bats were supposed to fly into rural areas, burst into flames, and cause a bunch of damage. But on their test run, well, that didn't exactly happen. The bats, instead of flying into the target areas as planned, flew right into the base barracks where the test run was taking place. And bam! They were ultra effective at lighting the whole gosh darn place on fire, including, unfortunately, the standing general's car. Oops. As you can imagine, no more bats were harmed after this ill-fated mission. But just think about what we could do nowadays. Strap a couple low-power ICs, a little DSP, a couple sensors, you know. Okay, wait. Maybe we should leave the bats alone. Yeah. All right, it's time for a little nerdy giveaway, my friends. Last week, if you caught my show, if you didn't, go there now. It's a good one. My guest was none other than the co-creator of the Raspberry Pi board, Gert Van Loo. And as Gert and I talked about in that interview, it was Gert's desire to expand on the Raspberry Pi board to increase its I/O capability. Gert went on to create the Gert board. And guess what? I've got one to give away this week. I do. Isn't that awesome? I think so. So, to win one of these ultra-cool Gert boards for your very own, all you have to do is go to element14.com/fishfry to enter. Or you can also click that link that says Enter to Win a Gert Board, courtesy of Newark Element 14, on this week's Fish Fry page on eejournal.com. So, if you're on the fence about entering, let me help you off that fence. This bad boy is a flexible experimenter board that plugs directly into your Raspberry Pi and out into the physical world, allowing you to detect and respond to external physical events, detect and output analog voltages, drive powerful motors, detect switches, illuminate LEDs, and drive relays. Jumper cables allow you to hook up to different parts of the circuit in many different ways, allowing total flexibility. All controlled by your Raspberry Pi. The GERT board plugs directly onto Raspberry Pi GPIO socket, contains a motor controller capable of controlling a motor bidirectionally. It also includes an Atmel ATmega 328 MCU for running off-board programs, which are written, compiled, and uploaded to GERT board from Raspberry Pi. If you want any further information about this super cool board, check out the link on this week's Fish Fry page. And again, you can win a GERT board for your very own by heading to element14.com/fishfry to enter. Oh yeah, and if you didn't know already, you should really check out EE Journal on Facebook at facebook.com/EEJournal and on Twitter at EEJournalTFM. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up, I will be at DAC, oh yes I will, or the best geeky hotspots in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of May 17th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton.